This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
You ready to roll, sir?
Hang on.
It looks like you're ready to roll.
He's ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll with this.
I don't know. I guess. You guys ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
You ready to roll?
You'll be as loose as a goose and ready to roll in no time.
Then roll it.
Roll it.
Oh, yes.
Good morning.
We are here.
We're here. We're alive. We're thriving. Can't hear Nick, though.
I don't know. Where's Nick at?
There he is.
We're ready to roll it.
Push your button there. Sorry about that, buddy.
No,
it's all good.
So for those of you who stumbled across this radio wave, it's the JP Coriel Husker Nick Morning Show. Rob sitting in for JP because JP somehow weaseled his way into an entire week of vacation directly following Kicker Country Stampede.
This is every year.
So,
and I forget about it. And I go ahead and volunteer to do it. Oh yeah, I'll fill in for you. And then I come back to Stampede, and I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, but you know what? We need more Rob in our lives.
Need a vacation from your weekend, huh?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Sunday, I had to have a vacation from my travel.
I gained 5 freaking pounds.
I lost 3.
5 pounds of Stampede. I weighed myself like. I weigh myself every morning. I got on the scale yesterday morning going, oh, dear God, what the hell happened to me down there?
When I weighed myself when I got back, though, it was a different story.
Oh, okay.
Like, directly, like, that day when I got back when I was just puffy, full of sodium.
Yeah, well, that sodium and beer. Yeah.
Usually, Stampede's good to me because I just live off of a diet of beer the entire time.
Yeah, pork chop in a can.
Yeah, basically beer and the occasional hot dog.
There you go.
You know,
I'm
that's pretty much what the weekend is.
I'm still so mad at myself that we brought 40 hot dogs and we ate 2.
That's all right. It just means you got meals this whole week.
Yeah, you can freeze those things, you know. So
yeah, they're in the freezer now.
There you go. Good job. So what's going on today? We've got lots of things. It is Tuesday. We're going to have a great
a lineup.
Yeah, Date 'Em or Dump
'Em. Oh, yeah, a best of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, one that it's highly requested. We have more naked stories because everybody likes naked people.
Yes.
And a Tasty Tuesday that'll probably make you vomit. My bad.
Okay. Great. All coming up. When I
wake up. Ooh. Wake up. Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Oh, boy. The dummies are out today.
We have some stupid criminal stories.
Rob, that's a hell of a way to talk about Coriel.
Wow.
Jeez. I was expecting
we're
you
right
to go,
here, buddy.
I was expecting for you for, to go for me on that one there, Nick.
No. I know where you were.
Hello,
going.
HR.
All right.
Yeah. What's going on?
Off to Australia first thing this morning with some of the stupid people in the world that we have to deal with. A couple of guys naked sunbathing on the beach, which is a whole different story by itself, bro.
Two dudes.
Yeah.
All right.
They're just like, hey, man, I need some vitamin D. Yeah.
We are best friends, and we don't care who knows.
That's right. Well,
these guys
evidently got startled by a deer on the beach in New South Wales and started running away.
Okay.
Then they got lost in the woods because they had to run into the woods to get away from the deer.
Naked and Afraid?
Yeah. Yeah, this sounds like a show.
they're on Naked and Afraid without even knowing it.
Well, here's the deal. So these two jabronis, as Nick would call them, decided to go out naked sunbathe. Next thing you know, a deer comes up. They go running into the woods, and then they get lost. And they had to call the police with their cell phone. And
oh my God,
police are trying to find them.
Afraid.
Yeah, police are trying to find these guys. Had to even send out a search helicopter to find the guys.
Oh no, this is getting worse and worse and worse.
Then on top, 49-year-old dude and 30-year-old dude.
Okay.
And then when they finally found the guys. They'd been on a nearby beach, they ran into the woods, and then they got fined $1,000 for violating the local
COVID
protocols.
Okay. Oh, were they in lockdown?
You can't be outside. Yeah, I guess so.
Let those of us who've never been scared by a deer while naked sunbathing and then got lost in the woods cast the first stone here, okay?
Yeah.
Come on. This, jeez.
Who runs from a deer? Holy cow.
I would.
All right.
Especially if I was butt naked.
Well, especially an Australian deer. I feel like an Australian deer has, like, poisonous
lasers.
Antlers or something. And
they have lasers on the end of their antlers.
Nunchucks.
And they, like, shoot them at you, and they know kung
everything
fu.
There tries to kill you.
And they've got giant teeth. But you don't want to run into the forest. That's, like,
I feel like that was worse somehow.
Every plant in there is there to kill them. Like, what are we doing here, people?
Okay, so that was Australia. Where do we go to next?
Cleveland, Ohio, local McDonald's. You know, it's amazing all the stuff that's going on these poor fast food workers. Okay. I mean, there's always violence going on, seems to be in Cleveland a lot, but for that matter.
Okay.
A customer throws a chicken sandwich at the employee. The cops show up to see what the problem is. Of course, the customer upset about their order that there was no chicken sandwich in the bag.
Okay, so they just needed
their
sandwich.
Because they threw it at the person.
No, when the cops finally did show up at the restaurant manager opened up the bag. Sure enough, there was a chicken sandwich in the bottom of it. They didn't even look.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
So whose chicken sandwich did they throw?
They didn't think they got one. So they threw the whole bag of order and stuff.
Yeah, they were wrong.
They were wrong, so yeah.
That's
the worst, though. Like, when you're super mad about something and it turns out that you're the one who was wrong.
Oh, man.
That's the worst, man. Especially when it's a significant other. Like, you're arguing with your wife, and you're like, no, you didn't do this. And yeah, I did. No, you didn't. And then it turns out they did, and you're just like, never mind.
I find myself in that position every once in a while with Jackson.
Really?
My boyfriend, and I hate it.
Yeah, it's not a good place.
Oh, it's a bad spot to be in. Mm. It's like the worst spot, actually.
Because then you're just more frustrated at yourself at that point.
Yeah.
And you're like, dang it.
And finally, our stupid person in England who decides to get drunk on a dare, Nick.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm in on
buddies.
This.
Yeah, you're there. Of course, a little bit of smack talk going back and forth. And next thing you know, the guy decides to change his name. Because I guess in England, you can change your name online legally.
Just on a whim?
On a whim.
Oh, thank God we don't do that here.
Changed his name to John Cena.
John Cena.
No, he didn't.
He's out here going, you can't see me.
You can't see me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, and he said after a while, he was going to get a tattoo, but he decided to change his name instead. He says, I usually go through on any dare that somebody puts down in front of me because that's just the kind of guy that I am.
Oh, that guy's cool, but also that's really dumb.
Yeah, but he says he likes the name, he's going to keep it. So there you go. There's stupid people out there.
Oh, my God. I'm so grateful that we are unable to do that in the United States.
Yeah, no, it'd be bad.
What would your name be?
I don't know.
Oh, Coryell would have got hammered one night and renamed herself Schmelly.
Schmelly.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
Schmelly-el.
Next. With JP, Coryell,
Schmelly-el.
Yeah, Schmelly-el is going to have your nitty gritty from Music City coming up in just a little bit. So we got that going on. Also, so much more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning. We've got Chris Stapleton on Cameo. Why 4th of July is important to Lady A. And no, Keith Urban is not retiring. Let's start with Dierks Bentley, though. Here's the deal. Dierks Bentley, I just want to give him a quick shout out. He has a new number one. The singer's latest tune, Gone, tops the media based country air check singles chart this week, making it his 20th number one song. Dierks says, quote, I still remember the bar I played in Texas when I found out that What Was I Thinking was going to be my first number one. It's a great feeling that only gets better with each song that goes to the top. I shouldn't be shocked by that, but somehow I'm sort of surprised. Dierks Bentley has 20 number one hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's
insane. A lot of top
insane.
Tens. Yeah, he misses out a couple times every now and then.
Yeah. Yep. Gosh, that's awesome.
Wow.
So Lady A has a lot to celebrate this weekend. I mean, of course, 4th of July being the birth of America and all, that's enough to celebrate in and of itself. But they will be celebrating Dave Haywood's birth as well, which is July 5th. And then Hillary and her hubby got engaged on the 5th as well. So it's definitely like a very personal holiday for them. Hillary says this holiday usually involves grilling out or spending time by the pool or lake. And if you're smart, you can do both those things.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris Stapleton is doing Cameo, that service where you can purchase video clips tailored to a certain person saying certain things, and it costs
like get a happy birthday from
a
Chris
certain
Stapleton.
Amount of money.
Yeah, yep.
Right. So Chris Stapleton is doing Cameo with proceeds going to his Outlaw State of Kind charity. He's throwing out an interesting challenge. So if you want to test him, you can. He says, quote, I'm going to be on Cameo for a limited time. I'll say whatever you need me to say. I'll wish people well. I'll give you a happy birthday. I'll tell somebody to get their crap together.
What?
You know, any of those things, it's all for charity. So you can quite literally buy the words out of Chris Stapleton's mouth.
There you go, Nick.
I just want to hear him sing my name.
Nick
like, just
Gregor.
My name.
That would be
more like, Nick Gregor.
Oh, it'd be the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
There you go, it'd be his ringtone.
Wait, when's your birthday
again? It'd be his ringtone forever. Yeah, when is your birthday?
It would be.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Third.
What?
July 23rd.
Okay, ooh. I knew it was coming up. I knew it was coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Turn of 40.
Go fund me. Go fund me for Husker Nicks cameo from Chris.
How expensive is it, did you say?
Probably very expensive. I have no idea.
Probably a couple thousand.
But it all goes to charity. So, and then finally, Keith Urban continues to put out great music, and he has no intention of slowing down anytime soon. Recently, he's been asked about maybe retirement, things like that. Keith says it isn't something he's thinking about at all. In fact, he says, quote, "I will after Mick Jagger does." Which is never going to happen.
Yeah, never going to happen.
Adding, I play music, quote, I play music because that's what I do. I love making music, so I would never retire. So for anyone that might see any kind of tabloidy headlines or whatever, Keith Urban, he's not going there.
Yeah, when you're 50 years old like Urban is, he's like 50 or 51, and you look like you're like 35. No, yeah. You don't need to hang it up anytime soon.
No.
You got a good long career ready to go.
With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
We'll have all kinds of fun coming up. We've got it with me sitting in for JP, and we've got your good thing coming
That's
up.
That's already fun and chaotic, as is.
It is chaotic. Still haven't pushed too many wrong buttons yet this morning.
Good things on the way. If you have a good thing, let us know on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day on Kix 96.9. Tell me something
good. Good morning. Can I start off with my good thing?
Sure can. What you got?
Okay, it's the JP Coryell Husker Nick Morning Show. Robin for JP. I'm Coryell, and my good thing is a shout out to Bradley Bray. This Waverly man has a very rare condition called, and I don't even want to try to say it, but I'm going. I guess I'll try.
You can do it.
Do it.
Tracheomalacia. It causes his trachea to collapse when he coughs, and because of this condition, he's had to come to St. Elizabeth twice a week for a procedure that cleans out his lungs. It sounds very grueling, and honestly, the procedures itself would be very tough to have to go through, but since it's such a rare condition, he set a goal for himself. The nurses have helped him survive all this time so that he can make this goal happen, and he just reached the goal, and that is to see his son, Austin, graduate from Wesleyan. Nice. And Austin, who's been coming with him to treatment since he was only 2 years old. So the dad, Bradley, he got to see Austin graduate, and just a big shout out to the Bray family, and then, of course, the medical team there at St. Elizabeth for helping him beat the odds.
That's very cool. All right, my good thing is Gwen Goldman. If you've never heard of Gwen, it's okay. She's a 7-year-old woman who became, for the first time in her life, the New York Yankees Batgirl.
Wow.
Now, so here's the story, okay? And when I read this to you, hopefully everybody has the same reaction I do, which is like a semi-conniption when they hear this. But when she was 10, she wrote a letter to the Yankees, okay? And she said, "Hey, Yankees, I'd like to be your Batgirl. You know, I love baseball, love to get out there, love to do this thing." And they wrote back to her. I gotta find this, dang it. They said they said to her, "Hey, while we do think that girls can totally do this job like boys can, this is a sport dominated by men, and we think you'd feel out of place by being down in the dugout. So thank you, but no thank you," is what the Yankees wrote 60 years ago to her.
That's like honestly the worst.
Yes. So Brian Cashman, who's their general manager, wrote her a letter and just said, "Hey, you know, it's never too late to fulfill a dream. We really, really love the fact that you were just, you know, 60 years ago, you were so strong and brave and you wanted to, you know, be our Batgirl. Well, guess what? We'd love to have you out here." And she said it was just insane because she's walking around, fist bumping with the players, going out to get the bat.
This 70-year-old woman?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How cool is that?
Yeah, super cool. And good on, listen, I love to hate the Yankees like the rest of the world should, but good on the Yankees for making that right.
Oh, my God. She's adorable.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Awesome. There you go. Tell me something good. My good story is about a good thing that a Nebraskan's doing once again, unfortunately under you know, horrible circumstances, but the chief of Nebraska Task Force 1 is headed down to Florida. Chief Thavert is, I believe, is it Thavert or Thavert? I can't remember what the pronunciation of his name is, but he's our task force guy for all kinds of emergency management and stuff like that. But he's going down to Florida to help out in the collapse of the building in Miami.
Oh,
so
responding to
send
that.
Some big red help down to the Sunshine State to kind of help out those folks. Right now, still over 150 people missing on that thing in Florida.
And so we do have some updates coming up for trending, correct?
Yes, we'll let you know what's going on the latest on that whole story.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
That's all coming up.
Next, go. Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Don't forget, it is a Date or Dump 'Em Tuesday. We've got that coming up, and all kinds of great music like this from Luke Combs.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Good excuse to play Skynyrd.
Okay, so there's two things, three things. Either this is going to be about farts.
Redneck Southern Rock.
Which are the warning to poop. Or, just Redneck Southern Rock.
Yeah, well, there we go. I think it's, knowing Nick, it's got to do with poop.
You darn right it is.
There was weird.
On TikTok, there's a doctor who came out and he sat down. He said, guys, I got to have a real conversation with you. There are three things people are doing wrong when they're going number two.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Tell us what I'm doing wrong.
Well, so here's the deal, though. Like, I'm kind of mad about it because the first thing he says is, listen, if you're sitting there for more than 10 minutes, you're causing a lot of problems to yourself.
Oh, no.
Who wants to limit their time on the throne to 10 minutes?
So if you sit for more than 10 minutes, it's bad for you?
It's really bad for you. He says it can cause, he says that there's like veins that it can cause swell up, cause hemorrhoids, and which has pain, itching, and bleeding. He might have convinced me that he's right.
All right, yeah, I'll
when
set
you talk
a,
about
I'll set
going
timer.
Number two, and you're going to tell me that stuff's happening. This one's probably for Coriel also. He says, make sure you're not straining while you're sitting there.
Absolutely.
Because you can cause major problems.
Absolutely.
But I have
Have you ever walked by the bathroom, though, and, like, you're at a public spot, and it's it just is frightening when you're in there, and then you can hear someone, like, two doors down, just...
Yeah, it makes me... It really does make me want to jump in as, like, a concerned citizen and say, please stop straining. I feel like this is going to not end up well for you. I think it's going to be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although...
God.
Although it's the most embarrassing thing, and let's be real, at least in the men's bathroom, you try to be as quiet as possible.
Right.
So if someone's in there straining like that, you know they're really in trouble. And then finally they said, and number three, and this is the most important, he says, avoid aggressive wiping.
What are you using? Like, 200 grit or something?
A Brillo pad?
Yeah, it's a Brillo pad, and you're
sandpaper.
Just like...
Aggressive wiping.
He says wiping.
Sorry, keep going.
He said wiping your butt aggressively should be like polishing a trophy.
Well, Coriel does kind of look at her backside as a trophy, though.
You're wiping your butt crack aggressively like you're polishing a trophy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh man, that is nuts.
No, but that's I can see that. I feel like that skin there is just so sensitive. I mean, you got to be careful.
Wow.
But I do know some friends that are like, are kind of, they're just like neat freaks. They're just very clean people. And I feel like if they're not careful, this is going to happen to them.
What you doing there, Dad? Oh, just polishing my butt.
Just polishing my trophy.
Nice and shiny.
Polishing my trophy.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, that's kind of hard to follow.
Oh, Lordy. Well, we do have what's in the news for you, what's probably all over your timeline coming up, and like Rob has mentioned time and time again, a Datum or Dump'Em Tuesday.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
All right, coming in at number three today, it's more about Miami and the collapse there. What's going on? Death toll still at now at 11. 11 is what we're looking at right now.
Okay.
150 people still missing. Crazy story I heard yesterday, though, this I want to share along, and that is that there was a guy talking to his wife on the phone. She said the building was shaking. She looked out the window. There was a big sinkhole where the swimming pool used to be.
Okay.
Then the line went dead. Like that.
Okay.
So So it went down, evidently, and they're saying that now in the frame-by-frame analysis. No, that the pool deck went down first.
Okay.
So the pool deck is where the... And there's also a bunch of notes and memos from the building to tenants that are now uncovering about the work around the pool deck, the rusted rebar, all the stuff that they've got to redo this pool deck. So this is starting to look like maybe... Not so much started with the pool deck? Yeah, it started with the pool deck. Because it wasn't poured right. The concrete wasn't poured right. Okay. The water didn't drain off of it properly over 40 years. And possibly all the rebar inside of the concrete is rusted out.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And that's what they're looking at right now. So, yeah, it's kind of what's...
Wasn't there a story, too, about a man who lived... Like a middle-aged man who lived in the other building next to his grandparents who lived in the other... And then he keeps getting phone calls from them?
Yes, he's getting like 16 phone calls.
Because he was on the news, like worried about his grandparents and fearing the worst, but now he's getting phone calls, correct?
Yes, 16 phone calls, just static on the line, but the caller ID is the grandparents' phone number.
Okay, all right.
So that's what's going on with that. So, yep, that's what it is. So it's crazy, isn't it?
All right, so there is a new chief of police for Lincoln, Nebraska, just recently announced by the lovely mayor, Teresa Ewens, is our new chief of police. As of yesterday, Ewens has had various roles in law enforcement for the past 26 years. Her prior role had her overseeing 900 officers as a commander with the San Francisco Police Department. But now we welcome Teresa Ewens as part of Lincoln's law enforcement, and then Ewens will also be the first female police chief if appointed by the city council, and is openly LGBTQ, which is pretty neat.
One!
The number one thing, if you guys didn't see this, it's crazy. The Tour de France is going on right now, and there was a massive crash involving dozens of cyclists, and the person who caused it is missing. Well, a woman ran out onto the road with a big sign saying hi to her grandma, and had this giant sign. It was probably like 3-4 feet long. And she's holding it out over the street right as the riders are coming up. And they slam into her, causes a big wreck. She is from Germany, they said. And she is like just disappeared. She's gone.
So they know who she is, but she's in the wind.
Yeah, she gone. They can't find her. They said she's not traceable. And they're starting to get a little worried about her, actually.
Well, so she left the country then, probably, so she doesn't get like sued.
Well, yeah, she got out of there, but they're a little worried.
But they still can't find her?
No. They're not, because the race authorities were planning on suing her.
Yeah.
But then they were also saying that, because in Europe, there's like other things going on more than just like these race authorities. There's like mobs and different things.
Yeah, casual
mobs. They're worried about her health now.
Oh, her health and safety.
It's like the Cubs story with the goat guy. Remember that they catching the foul ball?
And they had to hide him for a while?
Yeah.
Remember that? He was so mad. Yep.
What?
Yeah, it was a catchable ball that they could have got the Cubs into the World Series. And as the guy went over to catch the foul ball, the fan stuck his hand out and caught the ball.
No.
Yep.
Oh my god, Martin. So
like
she's probably hiding wherever they put him.
She gone.
Check that spot first.
So all that's going on. Wow, crazy stuff.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We are going to do a Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, one of your fan favorites coming up, and so much more. So we can get things going this morning, Tuesday. JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show, Kix 96.9.
Of lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Amber wants to get together with a guy she met at a party. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
So, hello. Break it down for us. you guys met at a party?
Yep. So, okay. Met at a party, actually. I mean, don't judge us. It was a super small birthday party.
There was
a huge house. We were all spread out, so... Yes.
Okay.
We had a party.
And you all had hazmat suits on. We get it.
But yeah, I mean, we just started talking and just sort of hit it off.
Okay.
Both of us recently got out of long-term relationships. We connected on that. And then the next day, he texted me and we chatted back and forth. And he asked me out for drinks to get to know each other a little bit better. And we had a really good time. I mean, we just sat, talked, drank, laughed, flirted. I mean, it was super exciting. I cannot think of anything that went wrong.
Okay.
So you haven't heard from him much or what?
Yeah, so after that, I mean, we ordered DoorDash and went back to his place. We ate, enjoyed a bottle of wine.
Solid choice.
There was some snuggling, even kissed, but that was it. Because I don't sleep with guys on the first date.
Okay, okay.
Said goodbye, we had a great time, and to call me, and like, nothing. He still hasn't called me, he hasn't even texted me for that matter, like everything, I don't understand. Like, I thought everything was super sweet and romantic, and I am not sure what's going on. He didn't seem like a get-in-my-pants type of date. I don't think that would have turned him off.
Okay.
Okay.
When you guys were snuggling, you didn't have really cold feet and put them on his legs, and he's like, man, I can't have an entire lifetime of this.
That's a form
already.
Of like punishment.
Yeah. You have to get used to that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I've racked my brain.
Huh. Well, you said you had a bottle of wine. I mean, we always go back to this whole thing, but it's like, did you get a little
true serum?
I don't know. Yeah. Or did he get a little like turned up and you're like, okay, and he got embarrassed maybe? Or
ooh,
I don't know.
That's possible.
I mean, we got a little bit tipsy, but I didn't think either of us got like flosh.
Okay.
Right. Interesting. And it was at his place, not your place. So it's nothing to scare him away from your place.
No.
Okay.
You didn't steal anything from him, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get sticky fingers? Sometimes people get a little bit of a
five-finger discount.
They get a little zhuzh
in them. Like, rob the guy?
Stuff.
You didn't take something from his house, did you?
Did you rob him? I don't think she would have. She's not going to call a radio station and say she robbed somebody.
You guys.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Actually, yeah.
That's a
how many times
statement.
Are like, well, I didn't realize, but I punched him square in the nose. And it didn't occur to me that that's why he didn't want to go on another date.
That was a great impression, too.
We can figure this out for you.
All right,
we'll try to connect dots.
Yeah, Amber, we'll give Noah a call and see if he'll talk with us about things. And if we can sort things out for you, we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go on another date.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right. Let's do some sleuthing. Go to Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and in GIF form, guess on what you think went wrong between Amber and Noah.
KZKX969 on Twitter, but please get creative with those GIFs.
Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hey, everybody just joining us. We're helping out Amber, who met Noah at a birthday party, like 12 people and friends in a huge house. They got to know each other a little bit better there, and then texting and chatting, and then they went for dinner. Actually, drinks first, and then DoorDash and Uber back to his place. That's where the dinner was. I had a bottle of wine, watched a movie, snuggled a little bit, did some kissing. And she doesn't. She says she doesn't sleep with the guy on the first date.
Did some kissing.
So she said good night. I had a great time. Call me. He still has not called, and she is not sure why. So we go to work to figure out what the deal is with Noah when we called him.
Hello.
Hi, is this Noah?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, damn. Am I on that dating thing?
Yep, the datum.
Darn right, you're on that
datum thing. That dating thing that we... Yeah. Somebody called us about you, buddy.
Yeah, sounds like you might have got robbed.
I think I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Amber called you.
Yeah, Amber did give us a call.
Did she rob you?
And okay, Amber wanted to figure out what went wrong, why you're not texting her back, not getting a hold of her. It sounded like you guys had a pretty good time the two times you hung out.
Yeah, we did. Listen, like... All right. Our date was good. Like, she was kind of, you know, she was sweet and sexy. And honestly, I thought she was great until, like, the next day.
Why?
All right, here's the deal. Like, I don't like, snoop on women. I'm not going out on a date. Although, like, my buddy told me, like, I should.
Like, look after ladies, okay?
We were hanging out the other night, and then, like... I told him about the date, and then he looked her up on Facebook, and he found a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah.
Tell us.
I mean, like, all right, Facebook is just so bad. Like, she's not the same person online as she is in person.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Like how?
How so, though? Like, is it for the better or for worse?
The worse. She's basically, when she's in, when we're hanging out in person, it's just like the complete opposite. Like, I looked at her Facebook, and she is just all for Trump and posting all this ridiculous articles about how the election was stolen from us and just attacking anyone who doesn't agree with her. It's ugly.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, So she's right out there in the open, politically posting a lot and stuff, and you're just not really into the whole, posting all of the politics and stuff.
Ooh, I was right, though. She was mad about robbing something or stealing something.
Yes. You were correct on that.
Yes, yeah.
There was an aspect, I suppose.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you're not into, so let's say a difference in opinion, sure, and then just not really all about the spamming your own page with politics stuff. So you're not interested in that, correct?
Yeah, no. Okay. She did none of this at the party. Like, we didn't talk about politics or anything at the party or nothing. She didn't bring up Trump once, and that's why I'm like, I look at her Facebook. I'm like, how can this be? She's just so mean online, nasty towards people.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so she was saying. She was also saying, like, she's nasty comments.
Attacking people, huh?
Yeah, she was just being, like, ass to other people, you know?
Oscar, Nick, did you say him?
Oh, I was going to ask if her excitement level over politics doesn't bleed into real life. Is that something you can overcome? But I assume at some point, and we might have to bring her on to ask, but right. I assume at some point, you know, she ends up having conversations and pushing her agenda on people.
Right. So I can see, let me clarify this. Are you just kind of worried about continuing this? Because that obviously does become a part of a relationship if you do move forward, these types of discussions. So are you just kind of like not interested in even like pursuing it further? Is that what you're saying? And you were trying to shake her? Or are you like wanting to actually maybe figure this out and be able to meet again?
I mean, there's relationships where people, you know, they don't agree politically, but
sure,
yeah,
just the way she was online towards people, I could totally understand that.
That's too much. Fair, because you can get past things like that potentially. If it's her mean spiritedness that's the issue, then maybe we'll see what she has to say.
Yeah, let's bring Amber in the show. Amber, so we've got Noah, and it really was about your Facebook stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like super disappointed and angry that like you would go onto my Facebook and then judge a book by like the cover. Like,
course,
like we're all in our houses and we all know why. So like, obviously there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracist, but like some of you guys like have to wake up. Like, this whole year has been stolen from us, and I just don't understand why. I really don't understand. And like, I have a right to have my voice, my opinion on Facebook, and those are people that I like follow and know. So if that's how I want to talk and like communicate.
Sure.
I'm just like shocked that I'm a good person. I'm nice. I'm super friendly, but like everything that's going on, it sucks me off.
Oscar, Nick.
Well, I'll tell you,
hold on, Noah. Nick, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you have every right to feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your feelings in this case towards politics. You have to know, though, like how you act, especially on social media today, is, I mean, perception's reality for a lot of people.
Right,
and when they see you talking that way, acting that way, I mean, I'm not going to lie. 4 years ago when Trump got elected, I punted a few friends
because
they went off the deep end, you know,
one way or
mad about Trump getting elected and we're all going to die and here goes our country. And then they started being jerks about it. And there's a lot of people right now being jerks sounds like, similar to your page, right, about Trump losing. And I just, I don't know, man, you got to be careful on that and be careful of those echo chambers because it sounds like you're in one.
I'm not saying, like, you're not, like, being a nice person. It's just, like, your opinions are just way too mean and nasty. It's just... it turned me off, like, totally, you know, like, you can't, you know, you were just so mean to people online that
it's hard for you to separate that and think that's not how she might be in real life?
Yeah, it's kind of like,
it's possible
she might be hiding it, you know?
Okay. All right.
It's tricky stuff.
Yeah. This is
tricky.
A lot of people
going
through
this.
This
is so real. Whether it be family members, it could be dating, it could be all this stuff. Like, our world is,
it is not easy.
Diving into echo chambers. No. People are crazy now.
So, what I'm getting here. So, I mean, do you guys think this is kind of a little bit of a wash, maybe move separate ways type of thing? Or are you wanting to maybe have a conversation in public, like,
right,
out of dinner and get to know each other?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, Noah, we appreciate you listening to the show, paying attention to the show, and taking our call. And Amber, thank you for getting a hold of us.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to know. I was almost dating like a stalker, so good to like. Move
I'll be honest. Wow. I think a percentage of people have done have done some deep lurking on people that they're going to maybe be in a relationship with.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of people that have
done
that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for taking our call. You're correct. No one says that you can't use your platform. Say whatever you want.
Right.
So continue doing you. It just sounds like maybe he's not into this.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9. Yeah, you got that yummy,
yummy, yummy, yummy. Ooh. Yummy, yummy. Tasty Tuesday.
Oh, my. Between this? That music and how you said that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Okay, so here's the deal. This isn't very, well, I don't know. It's still tasty to some, but it might not be tuna.
What?
The Subway tuna fish sandwiches.
Right.
You've had to have seen this in your timeline.
I think I saw something about Subway's not what it seems it is or something like that.
Yes. So the New York Times paid for a lab to run DNA tests on a sample of Subway's tuna.
Okay.
So somewhere along the line, someone's like, hey, I think that they're lying. This isn't 100% tuna. And then what else do you do as a journalist? You test food.
Mm-hmm. Test your tuna.
Okay, so what'd they get?
So
what happened?
Because Subway's one of the largest chains. In fact, I think it has technically more storefronts than McDonald's now or something.
Yeah, because they're in all the small towns where
McDonald's
is.
They're just
not
everywhere. Yeah, if you're in a small town, you have $1 General, Subway.
Yes, you do.
Maybe. tops. And that's if you're in a bigger town. But so everyone's kind of just dancing around saying that it is not tuna. There's like nothing.
Have they said what it is?
Is there any tuna at all in it?
No. So here's the deal. So the lab, there were a few labs that were able to test it. One of them like denied, did not want to have their name involved for fear of repercussions.
The tuna fish barrage will come
yes,
to you.
Yes. So there was a lab that tested it and they came back with these results. Quote, no amplifiable tuna DNA was present in the sample, and so we obtained no amplification products from the DNA. Therefore, we cannot identify the species. Which sounds like there's no tuna. So the spokesman from the lab offered like a little more insight on it, saying that there's two conclusions here. One, it's so heavily processed that whatever they could pull out in the lab, they couldn't make any solid identification. So it could be tuna, technically, like Subway's trying to say, no, it is tuna. It's just, it's so...
They processed the tuna out of the tuna?
They basically processed the tuna out of the tuna.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or the other conclusion is that there's just simply literally no tuna. And it's something else.
What is it then?
It's just all mayonnaise.
Subway declined to comment on the lab results, but... What they are coming back with is that there's like no tuna.
The best part is they're being sued now for fraud.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit filed in California for saying that, hey, that's not real. That's not 100% tuna like you're advertising. Kind of remember like the Naked juices?
Right.
Yeah, a long time ago? No, I remember I got a check in the, I got a check in the mail for like $5 or something like that because I could prove that I had bought a Naked juice.
Yeah.
When that lawsuit was happening.
So you were like part of a class action lawsuit then?
I guess.
Wow.
And I remember just seeing an ad about it online and like me being younger and I'm still pretty dumb.
It's $5
I was like, yeah, I drink those all the time. Here's a picture of my receipt. And I got like a check in the mail for like $5.
That's kind of cool.
Didn't Subway get in trouble like back in like 20, was it 2013 for not selling footlong sandwiches? They claimed they were 12 inches, but they were actually like 11.
Yeah, they were like skimping on the inches or something. Oh my
Somebody didn't mash the bread down enough to be 12 inches.
There is a... Yeah, there's nothing worse than skimping on the inches.
Yes.
There's Husker Nick, that is a platform I will... That's a hill I will die on.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
That's
11 and a half to 12, Coriel.
Well, I mean, then you're getting shorted all that meat. You could have meat.
Yes, agreed.
And that's whole other inch or so of meat that you thought you were getting, but you didn't get.
Yep.
Yes. You got tricked. I like turkey.
You got tricked
into ham and bacon.
You got tricked into agreeing.
But you know what's worse? A lot of people are still coming out saying, I'll still eat the tuna fish sandwiches. It kind of slaps.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
As my kids say, bussin'. Coming up here in just a little bit, we've got some...
Oh, my God!
What?
Rob.
Rob's got all that drip today, doesn't
right.
he?
Yeah, I got it all going on. Yeah, I got teenagers in the house.
I'm so
tuned in. JP makes us guess. Only I get to be JP today. That's all coming up for a chance to win in just moments here on Kix.
Come on, man. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day on Kix 96.9.
All right, if I don't mess this up, we'll be just fine. Because that's always the issue there.
I think you're going to do a great job here, Rob.
You will.
Yeah. Well, here's the keys. Not hanging up on our contestants.
Yo, yeah. Good luck.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, I know. This is why you're doing it on me. Because last time I hung up on them.
Yeah. Oh, did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So I don't feel so bad now.
That's why I begged you to come hang out as well.
Okay. Oh, that's how I got it.
So that you can hang up on them this time and not me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
All right. Well, right now, I know for sure I've got Lynn on the line. Lynn, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, Lynn's there. Okay, we're going to give it a shot.
And then Lynn is with Team Nick.
That's right.
And we should have Ashley.
Lost someone.
Ashley, are you there? Did Ashley hang up?
Uh-oh.
All that threatened. You threatened to hang up on her. She's like, I'm going to beat you to it.
I did not hang up on her.
That's okay.
Ashley's a spark plug.
Lynn and Nick can take me on.
I got another call coming in here.
Okay, hold on. Maybe it's Ashley.
Hi, Kix. Hello.
It's Ashley.
Oh, okay,
bam.
There we go.
All right.
Spark plug is back.
Smart cookie.
Okay, so Ashley called in first, and she picked Coriel to go as her team partner.
Yeah.
Lynn is with Nick today.
That's right.
Coming up on the weekend is 4th of July. Lynn. Here's your subject matter. Top 10 foods that must be had on 4th of July.
Top 10 4th of July foods?
Top 10 4th of July foods.
4th of July foods.
Ooh, okay.
Roger Wilco.
Since Ashley was in first, I guess...
Nick is losing. I could let him start.
You're going to concede the flip to him?
Yeah, he's losing. I'll let him start.
All right. Well, sounds good. All right. Nick and Lynn, top 10 foods that are must-have on the 4th of July. What do you got?
Hey, Lynn, what do you think? Hot dogs, I feel like, are the number one.
That's what I was going with.
Well, get them dogs.
Is that your guess?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Hot dog is the number one answer.
No doubt. Got 1.5 points. Here we go.
Easy.
We
are always you don't get the half points.
1.5.
How many times do you say it?
1.5 points.
Okay, top 10 Ashley.
Foods for the 4th of July, yes.
Team Coriel with Ashley. Ashley, what are you thinking?
1.5.
We always do steak.
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 Is steak on the list?
Let's
top
go
10
steak.
Foods for steak.
What?
Oh, no. Not there.
Man. Wow. Coriel, you're terrible at this game.
Whatever. All right. Team Nick with Lynn.
Lynn, what do you think? You got another one?
Burgers.
Burgers. I like burgers.
Oh, it's kind of ground steak, but not actually because it's hamburger.
Bam.
Number two.
Woohoo. That's worth 1.25 points.
Okay.
Oh, no. This might be a quick game. I don't know. Ashley, do you have an idea?
Well, I mean, are we doing like main dishes or side two?
Food.
Yeah, 4th of July foods. Top 10 4th of July foods.
Potato salad?
Tater salad.
Yeah, we'll go tater salad.
It is.
Heck yeah.
Number four answer.
There we go. So there we got Team Nick with Lynn has two. So two. And then to Team Coriel with Ashley has one.
Okay.
Back to Team Nick with Lynn.
You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. We don't have to use it, Lynn. But I feel like watermelon is a must.
Oh, stop.
On 4th of July.
Let's go. Great minds think alike.
No.
All right, let's do it.
With watermelon.
Yep. That was going to be my next one.
It is the number 10 food on the list.
Oh, baby. Watermelon. Way to go, watermelon. Watermelon.
So
you
have
3-2. Now, do you get a chance to save it or not?
No, she only has one right. All right.
Yeah, she's got one right.
Hey, you know what?
You guys aren't playing this.
I know where you live.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, congratulations.
Getting ahead of yourself here,
congratulations,
Nick.
Lynn,
no, it's okay.
Lynn and Nick, the big winner.
Actually, I texted Ashley before this, and I said, hey, make sure you take it really easy on Nick today, because he's had a hard time losing.
Oh, that's really nice.
Well, that's your episode of JP Makes Us Guess.
Lynn, really stay on the line so we can get you hooked up with your prize.
Okay. Heck yeah. Okay. What were the other ones? Did you read them off?
I'm going to run them down here. Number 10 on the list is
watermelon,
of course. Number 9, coleslaw.
Slaw.
Slaw. Number 8, stuck in your teeth, corn on the cob.
Oh, dang it.
Corn on the cob is super.
Are baked beans on it?
Baked beans at number 7. That's the next one up.
Dang it!
Number 6, Nick, I'm surprised you didn't go there already.
Beer?
Smoking it up on the ribs.
Oh, ribs.
Here's the number 5 answer. And you can buy them. I see them at Walmart already with the colors already on them, the red, white, and blue. Cupcakes.
Bomb pops. Oh, yeah. I like the bomb pops answer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, bomb pops, yeah. But cupcakes, potato salad, wings at number 3.
Wings.
Oh, yeah.
Hamburgers and then hot dogs.
Wow.
10 4th of July
food.
Good
foods. Job, guys.
3.75 to 1. That was pretty good.
Very, very nice.
All right. Hang on the line, guys.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good job, Lynn.
Yeah, nice job getting ready for the 4th of July, too, with all those foods. If you haven't been shopping, there's your shopping list. We get you double whammy there with some information, right? Carly Pierce, Lee Bryce, Nitty Gritty coming up in just moments. Lincoln's Kicks, AC29, JP Coriel, Husker Nick Morning Show.
JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Kicks 96.